is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. The show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You can lock in on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 158. And if you have a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. Boom. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. You missed the last hour. We've talked about a lot. Los Angeles Dodgers championship parade, downtown L.A., up to Echo Park and East L.A., swinging up the Dodgers Stadium. Shohei Ohtani even spoke English. He said thank you to the fans. No translator next year, buddy. No translator. Now try. Try at least. Try it a little bit, right? New York Jets bounced back last night to beat the Houston Texans. Jerry Jones today tells everybody, yeah, I made a mistake. Well, worse than I thought we would be. Yeah, Jerry, we figured that out. Speaking of mistakes, Joel Embiid, he's like, hey, it's a mistake if you doubt me. It's a mistake if you think I don't want to play basketball. What the hell is wrong with you? Joel Embiid, he says he's bust his ass. Don't criticize him. He's like, man, I played with broken bones in my face, could have been blinded, played with migraines, and now y'all say I don't want to play basketball. Yeah, we are. I'm just saying, just be transparent. You know, they say honesty is the best policy. If you just tell the truth, it makes things easier down the line. You don't get your ass whooped like this. Yeah, we're going to hold them out. Why? What's wrong? Injury management. The NBA was like, it's stupid. Just say he's hurt. But Joel Embiid doesn't want the world to know that he's hurt. We know this already, bro. We know you always hurt. Get over it. And we have so much more to get into. Talk about some good NFL games in a few minutes. Some good matchups. We got the Packers and the Lions. We got the Colts and the Vikings. How about this? In about 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat with Manny Navarro from The Athletic. Covers all things from the U of Miami. Yeah, University of Miami. You going to talk about them Canes? Are they all they are cracked up to be? Is the quarterback going to go out there and win the Heisman? Can they compete with the big dogs? We'll talk to Manny Navarro about that in 20 minutes. Speaking of Miami, Tua Tagovailoa had some short and curt words for people who wanted to criticize a little bit of his performance this past Sunday against the Arizona Cardinals. Talk about some of these quarterbacks. Tua came back last week. Derek Carr coming back this week. Joe Flacco, full-time quarterback now, a starter for the Indianapolis Colts. Lamar Jackson dealing with some pain and injuries. We got Ryan Wood joining us from the Green Bay Post-Gazette to talk about the big matchup that I just had mentioned between Green Bay and the Lions. So we got a lot to do. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Oh, thank you so much again to our producer holding it down this evening, this afternoon, Manny Rodriguez. So much to get into. Manny, is there a game that you're looking forward to the most this Sunday in the NFL?
I mean, I'll be honest with you, JR. No. The Giants have sucked the life out of me for the last couple of years that I have no interest in football. I'll watch the Sunday night just because I have to wake up early in the morning to talk about it. Don't even know who's on. I'll find out on Sunday, and I'm very happy about that.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll fill Manny and the rest of the listeners in on the matchup that will take place this Sunday. That happens to be between the Indianapolis Colts and the Minnesota Vikings.
Locked in.
Good. The Indianapolis Colts here, they've been a story all week long. They have a 4-4 record. They have taken their number 4 overall draft pick in last year, Anthony Richardson, and they have told this man to have a seat. So much about Anthony Richardson needing to grow up because he decided to take a seat. He decided to take a playoff this past Sunday against the Texans, which they lost. They lost the game 23-20. And he was rightfully so. He was criticized by everybody publicly. His teammates criticized him publicly. The coach criticized him publicly. You couldn't turn on the television or radio and not hear him criticized, because when's the last time you heard an NFL player, let alone a quarterback, the leader of a team, say, I need to take a blow? This guy's 22, 23 years old. And so who's coming on in his place? A 39-year-old and Joe Flacco. And Joe Flacco as his replacement this year, because yeah, Anthony Richardson is always going to be something banged up about him when he can actually play, when he doesn't take a play off. Flacco has thrown for 7 touchdowns and 1 interception. One interception, I should say, not plural, one interception in 4 games. We got the Colts and the Vikings, Sunday Night Football. The most exciting thing from the Colts' perspective, the biggest storyline is Flacco being out there and Richardson having to watch. You can bet your behind on Sunday night, you will see image after image after image of this man, Anthony Richardson, staring into space, wishing that he was playing. And, well, Joe Flacco, he has to hope that he does not have to run for his life against this Vikings front that will be chasing him down. Joe Flacco, this man is a Super Bowl winner, MVP, played out of his mind even last year, helped the Browns get to the postseason. Joe Flacco says, come on now, I'm Joe Flacco. I can help lead these Colts. I got this.
I've been doing this for a long time. I'm just going to go out there and play my game and do the best I can to elevate everybody and give them confidence and just do my thing like I have.
I wouldn't bet on it. Not because of him. Not because of anything he's going to do wrong. He's going to do his job. The ball's going to get snapped. He's going to throw the ball and try not to get hit. He's not running all over the place. Ball gets snapped. He throws ball. He surveys what's going on. He's like, I'm too old to get hit. I got 20 kids at home. He doesn't have 20, almost. He gets bounced around enough. Now he's making money. They paying him as a backup, what, $8, $9, $10 million a year? That's a lot of money for a backup quarterback. I don't know, maybe Anthony Richardson should have recognized after only playing 4 games last year due to injury, maybe he should have shown up, I don't know, in better shape and a better mindset, understanding that, man, this job is not yours. And then you have the nerve to give it away. Forget your 44% completion percentage. You gave your job away to a 39-year-old who I don't think will ever have to worry about saying, I need a blow, because, A, he doesn't run anywhere. But then this guy's a professional. God bless Anthony Richardson. He says, oh, yeah, I finally, this is a learning experience. Oh, hell yeah, it is. I'm taking the Minnesota Vikings. Come on now. They are coming off of a 2-game losing streak. This team, this Indianapolis Colts, this is a great way to kind of turn the tide, to go ahead and beat them. Man, they just lost to the Rams. Before that, they lost to the Lions. They had the trade for Cam Robinson, get him from the Jacksonville Jaguars because Christian Darrisaw got hurt on the offensive line. And good for the Vikings. At least right now, TJ Hockenson's coming back. He blew out his leg at the end of last season. And Sam Darnold, I'm still waiting on it. I'm waiting and may have to wait until the postseason. He has not yet turned into a pumpkin. Minnesota Vikings are 5-2. After starting 5-0, 2 straight games, hey, I think they moved to 6-2 against these Colts. Good on Joe Flacco. If he can help turn things around against this Vikings defense, good for him. That's Sunday Night Football. And that's not the only matchup. We got a good one. A good afternoon game. America's game of the week. I guess Tom Brady can actually call a decent game that won't be a blowout, won't be trash. I think we'll have a lot of offense in this one. We got the Green Bay Packers taking on the Detroit Lions. Both teams hot. Packers have won 4 straight. Lions have won 5 straight games. Lions have the best, highest scoring offense in the game. No Jameson Williams because he, got suspended for drugs. Performance enhancing drugs. Also right now he's being investigated for an incident with a firearm in his vehicle. Not good. Not good. But they still have Amon-Ra St. Brown, still number one wide receiver, still number one offense, still Jared Goff throwing that damn ball all over the place. And one thing that Jared Goff says he is not worried about, well, he is worried about him, but he thinks he can take care of him. It's the Green Bay Packers defense. Listen to Goff tell you about it.
They're good at it. They're very ball aware. They're coached well. They know where the ball is at. They're going after it, and they're trying to make plays. And it's our job not to let them do that. And we've done a pretty good job with that up to this point. But this will be a big challenge for us, and we got to do our job.
Yeah, he's not going to be shy. One of my best things that Jared Goff ever did last year, getting ready to take on the San Francisco 49ers. We know the 49ers beat him, ended up going to the Super Bowl. Jared Goff asked about this, the offense at the time of the 49ers when they were healthy. He's like, man, we got offensive players over here too. What are you talking about? And they do. Except for one of them is, needs to learn how to behave. Let's just put it that way. I hope Jameson Williams gets his stuff together. His stuff. Hope he gets it together. And speaking of stuff getting together, I hope the groin of Jordan Love is okay. This man has been limited all week. It appears that he is going to get a chance and an opportunity to play. And how do you sit this one out? We talked about it last night. I don't know how you heal up a strained groin. Get a shot, get a needle, get a massage, take some medicine. I don't know. But I know they're doing whatever they can. Because you got a Packers team who is 6-2. You got a Lions team that is 6-1. They're both going to make the postseason, but who is going to come out on top? Who's going to have home field advantage? Who is going to help move towards having and holding a tiebreaker? Jordan Love, man, when he's not hurt, he's killing it. He sprained his knee in Brazil to start the season off, and now he's dealing with the groin. Their offense isn't shabby. People don't even talk about Josh Jacobs. This man is running all over the damn place. 667 yards rushing to go along with 5 touchdowns. This team got a lot of work to do. They do. The Packers, their head coach, Matt LaFleur, he's not so much worried about the offense outside of Jordan Love and his groin injury. He is taking a look at the Lions and their defense. They're missing a key component as well. Hutchinson, he's out for the year. Listen to him.
Just all in all, I think it's just a really physical defense that plays very aggressive, that's downhill. They do a great job of punching at the football and rallying to the football.
Listen, everybody can kiss each other's ass before the game. They can do that. They can. This is going to be a shootout. Come on now. A shootout. I'm going to take the Lions. The last time I checked, Jared Goff isn't running around with a busted up groin. I'm going to take the Lions because the last time I checked, yeah, I know the Lions, they got issues with their wide receiver, the one who gambles, drives around with the weapons in the car, the one suspended for performance enhancing. They may not have him, but they still got Sam Laporta, right? Not too shabby. You still have 2 running backs, Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery. They can go out there and do some damage, and I think that they will. I got the Lions over the Packers. And then an easy one, yeah, I got the Vikings over the Colts. Those are some of your premier games that you can see on Sunday. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Greg is here from Michigan. Greg, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's on your mind?
Hey, JR, Mr. Positive, thanks for taking my call. Thank you for picking the Lions. I'm a little bit nervous because the quarterbacks for the Packers know how to scramble, let me tell you. And because we're missing a great pass rusher, Hutch, it's going to be difficult. But I got to ask you.
Yes?
About Jameson Williams. Yeah. Do you think he's going to get together because he's a great talent? And I would hate for him to throw away his career. We need his speed. It's going to be a hell of a game. And I love you for taking the Lions. I'm very pleased. This is a test. The Lions have played teams that have been broken up and stuff like this. And we're going to be playing in conditions that are not necessarily conducive for us. Because, you know, we have great running backs, and I guess it's going to be a little bit rainy and windy. But what about Jameson? What do you think?
He is I don't know him. I know people that know him. I don't ask about him. I'll tell you this much. He's 23 years old. I mean, how many mistakes does somebody need to make before they learn? I could tell you this. You're an adult. I'm an adult. I think you've seen enough adults grow up in your life. And some people learn. Some people never learn. And that's just what it is. Like, I can find someone in college. I can find somebody in high school at times who has a higher maturity level than someone who is an adult at 40, 50, or 60 years old, Greg. I think you know that. Would you agree?
Oh, definitely, JR. You're spot on.
Yeah,
so you're right.
There's no way for me to gauge, you know, whether or not Jameson Williams is going to just, quote-unquote, wake up and have an epiphany about his career and the choices that he makes. Because whether you play football or you happen to be an accountant or you happen to be an Uber driver, shout outs to the Uber drivers getting the money listening right now. It doesn't matter who you are. Some people just never grow up.
JR, can I ask you something real quick?
You can. Go ahead.
Are you backing any charities, you know, the Agents of Inclusion? Are you doing anything in that vein that you've done in the past? I love that about you. Mr. Positive loves you about that. And
well,
what do you think? Are you doing anything like that?
Right now, I'm working with Morgan State and HBCU, Historically Black College and University, out of Baltimore, Maryland, and we're doing some cool work in the AI space. And so shout outs to Morgan State University. I'm working with some of their student engineers, and much love to Google. I'm working with Google as well. As
JR.
Google is helping to provide them some opportunities. Yes.
Oh, you're a beautiful soul. Everybody, go for your dreams. Thanks, JR.
Well, thank you, Greg. I appreciate you for calling from Michigan. When I'm not doing that, I'm kicking old ladies down the street. That's my hobby, okay? It's Friday. When I'm out of here in a couple of hours, I don't know how many old ladies are going to be outside on the street, but I'm going to find them and I'm going to kick them. Yeah, it's all about balance. Life is all about balance. It's what I do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We are going to take a break. When we come back on the other side of the break, it's time to move over into some college. We're going to take a look at some college football, specifically Miami. We got to talk about the U because they're streaking, they're rolling, but is it all a mirage? We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. It's time to have a conversation with Manny Navarro, who covers the U for The Athletic. You're locked in. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we're really going coast to coast. We've talked about the Dodgers, the Sixers, the Cowboys, the Lions, the Packers, the Bears, oh my. We talked about it all. But now it's time to go to South Florida. It's time to talk about the Hurricanes. It's time to talk about the U. It's time to talk about Miami. There's so many other programs that get a lot of attention right now. People always want to look at the Georgias. We got a big matchup between Penn State and the Ohio State, but Miami is ranked high. Again, they're undefeated, 8-0. They're fifth right now in the AP's top 25. To talk about the U, what they can do the rest of this year, what they can do tomorrow afternoon, early at noon against Duke. Joining us right now is Manny Navarro, who covers all things the U from The Athletic. Manny, how are you?
Doing good, JR. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for taking the time to join us. When you look at this Miami team and you see 8-0 and you see the enthusiasm, forget just down in South Florida, but the entire state, did you expect this at this point of the year?
You know, I had a good feeling about this team coming out of spring practice because of Cam Ward and some of the new additions that they had to the roster. Mario Cristobal has been building towards this since he took the job in December 2021. So I had a feeling that they could be a pretty good team. I thought maybe they'd be one loss at this point. But the way the season has turned out, the way you've seen some other programs in-state struggle and the way Miami has performed, I think it all leads to why the program is 8-0 right now.
Well, you talk about Cam Ward. He's definitely in the conversation for Heisman. As more people find out about what he does and what he's capable of doing on that football field, how have you seen him grow?
Well, I think, you know, at Washington State, he was already sort of become a leader, somebody that everybody on that team looked up to. I think he's elevated that to a different level where both on offense and defense, he is a complete and total influence on the whole roster. I think, you know, from the moment he walked in the door, the first practice where he was trash-talking the defense and getting those guys fired up and excited, he's just come in and completely you know, lifted this program to levels that I haven't seen anyone at the university do in over 20 years. You think about some of the other players that have come through the University of Miami while they've struggled here in the Atlantic Coast Conference as they joined the conference in 2004. There's been some good ones, but I don't know anybody as good as Cam Ward.
When you think about the attention, a lot of it's on him. Who are some of the other players that the country needs to pay attention to that currently play for Miami?
Well, I'll tell you what, Reuben Bain was a guy who made a tremendous impact as a true freshman last year on the defensive side of the ball. And, you know, he missed the better part of the first half of the season with an injury. He came back in Miami's win over Cal. He's played the last couple games, and he's really starting, I think, to make an impact on that defensive front. Simeon Barrow, transferred from Michigan State, he's another defensive lineman. Both of those guys together, I think, are going to be really, really impactful for Miami. Their defense, you know, obviously not as good as the offense, but up front, I think you look at those two guys and they're difference makers. And ultimately, if you can get after the other team's quarterback, create chaos, that can really help lift you places. And then the last one I would say is Xavier Restrepo, who's been a part of this program now going on 5 years. He was recruited by Manny Diaz, the former coach, and he's turned into one of the best slot receivers in the country, if not the best slot receiver, one of the all-time leaders in receptions and yards at the University of Miami, and just a guy that I think, you know, he came in as a three-star recruit, not very heralded coming out of high school, and he's really blossomed and developed and turned into one of Miami's best players for sure.
Manny Navarro is joining us here on the JR Sport Brief Show, knows everything about the U, covers them for The Athletic. When you look at the matchup tomorrow against Duke, what do you expect in that one? We know you think about the top of the ACC standings. It's Clemson that's right there. SMU's right behind them. But Duke is not too shabby at all.
No, Manny Diaz is a great defensive coach. You saw that the last couple years at Penn State. You know, his time at Miami, his defenses were known for being able to create turnovers. And Duke, I think, is third right now in the country in turnovers gained for the season. So they've been really, really opportunistic. Unfortunately for them, last week they got six turnovers in the loss to SMU. It wasn't enough to get them past SMU in overtime. But those guys on the defensive side know what they're doing. They know how to pressure the quarterback. And I think offensively, you know, he's got some guys that can make plays. Star Thomas is a really dynamic running back in the backfield, makes guys miss. His quarterback, Malik Murphy, 17 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So when he can hit his receivers, he can make plays for you. So I think, you know, it's going to be a pretty interesting game tomorrow. I'm very interested to see the way Manny decides to bring the pressure to Cam Ward.
Well, Manny, when you think about what's in store the rest of the way past tomorrow for the Hurricanes, and even if you look back in the past, people look at the 8-0 record and they say, well, who have y'all really beaten at the top of the heap? What do you think about the validity of this team as they're likely going to have to compete with a big boy when we get to the playoff?
Yeah, I mean, you could say that pretty much for everybody in the ACC right now. The four unbeaten teams at the top of the conference, none of them have a win over a ranked opponent right now. Pittsburgh has a couple of nice regular season wins over a couple of Big 12 teams. You know, Clemson has steamrolled everybody they face since they lost to Georgia. And SMU, you know, has a couple of nice wins, but their most notable performance was a loss at home to unbeaten BYU by a field goal. So it's going to be tough for the ACC to sort of earn that respect nationally. But I think the one thing you have to respect when you look at the Hurricanes is Cam Ward and just how good this offense is. They're converting on third down at close to a 60% clip, which is number one in the country. Ward, obviously, is a Heisman candidate himself. And in the last couple games, they've really been able to start running the football effectively with Damian Martinez and Mark Fletcher. They're two big physical backs. So I think whoever faces Miami in the playoffs is going to have to contend with a legitimate high-scoring offense that can put points on the board and keep you on the field for a long time with how good they are on third down.
Well, Manny, there's so much enthusiasm about this squad right now. You can't turn on a U game and not see, you know, Michael Irvin losing his mind. We got Ray Lewis is back out there now, too. What does this mean for the program overall, not just for this year, but into the future?
Well, this is why Mario Cristobal was here. You think about the greats, you mentioned some of them who have come out of this program for many, many years. you know, Miami wasn't spending money on football the way that it needed to compete in the modern era, in terms of even hiring coaches, coaching staff. To win in college football today, you gotta have a big NIL budget. You gotta pay your coaches well. You gotta bring in good staff. It all takes money. And the University of Miami a couple years ago realized, hey, we've got to invest in our football program so that we can get it back to being one of the best in the country. And so the change has already occurred in terms of the leadership, school president, all of those things that needed to be a factor for them to turn things around. And to just see it finally come to fruition this year with an 8-0 record, to see Miami in the top 10. I mean, everybody's just so excited, really excited about the future, because they know that the leadership at the school wants to see Mario Cristobal succeed, and they're going to try to give him as much support financially as he needs to get the job done.
Oh, Manny, what does this mean? I alluded to it a little bit earlier on for the state of Florida. We know the Gators, sooner than later, maybe they'll be looking for a new coach. FSU has just completely hit the skids up in Tallahassee. And we heard Mario, he had no issue saying, hey, we are the team. We're the school in Florida. Do you foresee that moving that way into the future?
Yeah, you know, it's really been surprising to see Florida State fall off the way that they have. I think Mike Norvell did a terrific job the last two seasons finding guys in the transfer portal and turning that program into one of the best in the country. But this fall off, to be 1-7 at this point, nobody saw that coming. And so that's been a drastic drop off. You mentioned the Gators. There could be a potential coaching change by the end of the season. UCF, USF, they're all struggling right now, all under 500. So to have Miami, you know, kind of be the flag bearer right now, I think this is perfectly set up for Miami to be the most dominant team in the state for the next several years until Florida State can get their act together and start giving them some competition.
Wow, Manny, we jumped in the time machine. We back in the 90s now, huh? Back in the 90s?
I don't know if we're there yet. We'll be back in the 90s when Miami's winning national championships, but we're on a path back to those glory days, no doubt.
Hey, Manny, I appreciate the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work with The Athletic?
Yeah, you can follow me on X at @Manny_Navarro. You can check out my podcast, The Wide Right Podcast, wherever you download your podcast, as well as YouTube. And you can read all my work at theathletic.com.
Hey, Manny, thank you so much. Enjoy the game tomorrow. Have a wonderful weekend, okay? We'll catch you on down the line.
All right, man. Good talking to you.
No doubt about it. That Manny Navarro covers all things Miami, University of Miami, all things Hurricanes for The Athletic. It just sucks. We got to wait until the playoff to see them go up against the highest of the highest competition. You know, tomorrow, and we'll talk about this later in the show. We talked about it all week. We got Ohio State. We have Penn State. These are two teams above them. They punching each other in the mouth. Big Ten here, punch you in the face. And we have to see what the Canes do. And we just got to wait until late December and maybe even early January to see what they do. And thank you again to Manny Navarro for joining us from The Athletic. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We'll take a break. When we come back on the other side, you know what? Let's stick to Miami on the professional side. Because, yeah, on one end in college, you got Cam Ward. In the pros, you got Tua Tagovailoa. And he's back. And he has some funny words this week about some of his critics. Wanted to take a look at his performance and say, hey, you should have done this, should have done that. And we'll talk about Tua. Derek Carr is going to be back. We got so much more to do. But right now, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is, Chris Lopresti. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Manny Navarro for joining us in the last break. From Miami, covers the U, to talk about what these Hurricanes might do tomorrow against the Duke Blue Devils. And thank you, Manny. If you missed that conversation, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Yeah, Miami's looking at 8-0. They're ranked fifth in the country. We talked about all the stars. You know when you're good, that's when the stars come out. Come on. Michael Irvin would not be at every game on his hands and his knees into every single play if the U stunk. Ray Lewis wouldn't be out there, and yes, it's the squirrel dance. Ray Lewis wouldn't be out there doing no damn squirrel dance if they weren't worth his time. They wouldn't be nowhere near Miami. Now they got a reason to show up. Good for them. I'm happy for the U. I mean, there was we had cultural phenomenons in college back in the 90s. Take me back. Give me those Running Rebels at UNLV. Take me back. Give me the Black Sox at Michigan. I'm here for it. Take me back to the U. I'm here for it all. You want to call me? You can. The phone lines are open. They work. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. When we get to the top of the hour, we're going to go from Miami to Baltimore. And we'll also go from Baltimore. Let's stay in the region a little bit. Let's go to Pennsylvania. And we got two injured quarterbacks that people have a lot of questions about. We'll get into that at the top of the hour. And speaking of Miami, let's stick on this. As we know, Cam Ward, oh, he's out there. He is lighting it up for the U. Another Miami quarterback. This one plays for the Miami Dolphins. He just showed back up to work. God bless him. Tua Tagovailoa. Oh, man. And we know why he was out. Another concussion. And now Tua Tagovailoa, he came back. And now Tua Tagovailoa and losing to the Arizona Cardinals. Everything can't be easy, right? Dolphins stink. And Tua Tagovailoa's been gone. Now their next game, they got to take on Buffalo. Like, things are not getting easy here for the Dolphins. You could probably say their season is, well, it's over, quite frankly. And so Tua Tagovailoa, with these Dolphins now at 2-5, he was asked about a botched snap that didn't help their case against these Arizona Cardinals who kicked a game-winning field goal. And Tua, he was okay coming back, right? 234 yards passing, 28 of 38 passes. He's one of the most accurate passers in the entire NFL. And Tua Tagovailoa could stand to give some advice to Anthony Richardson when it comes to accuracy. Maybe give him some tire drills and what have you. But Tua was, I don't want to say he was hilarious this week. I don't want to call him a comedian. But he made quite the point when asked about a botched snap that didn't help him win the game. I want you to take a listen to Tua, the snarky version. I like this guy.
I have pretty good vision. I have pretty good hands. I mean, I'd like to see a lot of other people go in the back there and try to catch that ball, too. You've seen it. It wasn't Brew's best, and Brew knows he can get it better, but it wasn't my best as well. But I'm just saying, to give perspective, it's not as easy as what it looked like, sitting down on your couch eating chips.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's how you get back at folks, right? Not how, like, Trayvon Diggs did earlier this week against a reporter. Gonna go basically try to wring the guy's neck verbally. You can't do what I do. Do it in a polite way. You got to learn how to kill people with kindness. That's what it boils down to. You got to have both. I've never heard Tua be so snappy. I don't know. Maybe he's hit his head on the turf enough, but he's sick of it. Like, don't criticize me. I love it. And shout outs to Tua Tagovailoa. I just don't think it's going to work out. Well, not this week. Got the Buffalo Bills. That is not going to be easy. Tua Tagovailoa, welcome back. Second game. Let's hope that he's healthy. Von Miller will be back soon eventually, too. So you'll be able to see Von Miller out there. Just pray for Tua. Hey, how about this? We got another guy coming back. This man's name is Derek Carr. And he couldn't come back at a better time, right? They got the Carolina Panthers up next. How exciting that's going to be. Derek Carr's been out for the past three games. This man has had an oblique issue. Before he left, 8 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. This is a team that started off, a Saints squad that started off 2-0. They are now 2-6. If you can do math, that is a 6-game losing streak. Just lost to the Chargers, not great. Pretty bad. And Derek Carr in his return. Thank God they're taking on the Panthers. Good for them. Maybe the Saints could move to 3-6. Derek Carr said, yeah, I'm back at practice, but please, I am not Jesus. I am not here to save this team. Listen to this.
I felt great. I felt confident enough to be able to, you know, strap it up and go today. And so the real test is, you know, seeing how I would feel afterwards, and I feel good. And so now let's stack some days together and, you know, to be able to, you know, hopefully play, you know, this week. So but it felt really good, you know, to be back out there with my teammates, because watching, you know, especially when it's tough, it sucks.
Watching Spencer Rattler, who's not ready to play, watching him play is painful. Well, I decline. I'm not watching that man play. I'll watch here and there, and I go, I'm not watching this. What am I watching this for? You know what? I don't know. If you're trying to win some money on Sunday, I don't know what you play. I don't know how you play. You might want to take a look at Derek Carr against the Carolina Panthers. You might want to do that. Just maybe. Battle of the Uglies. You got the Saints and the Panthers. Congratulations, Bryce Young. Try to do something. Maybe you will. Joe Flacco getting his first start here as the full-time starter of the Indianapolis Colts. At this point of his career, Joe Flacco's like, hey, I got an arm, I got a legs, they still work, I'm 39, I got an arm, got legs, we'll travel. We talked about how he's going to take on the Vikings on Sunday Night Football, because this man, Anthony Richardson, got benched, basically handed him the job on a silver platter. And Joe Flacco, he said he's ready. Joe Flacco, he said he's confident he can lead the team.
I've been doing this for a long time. I'm just going to go out there and play my game and do the best I can to elevate everybody and give them confidence and just do my thing like I have.
That's what old guys do. Old guys come through, and it's called wisdom. And Joe Flacco's been around long enough to have it. Got a lot of patience, too, hanging out with all of his kids. And then how about that? These are all quarterbacks just returning and back and what have you. It's nice to have them back. Old guys. Jameis Winston ain't old. He's a veteran at this point in time. I know he's a long way off from stealing crab legs at Publix and winning national championships at FSU. What a long time ago that was, wasn't it? Jameis Winston will be back on Sunday against the Chargers to bless us with more, I don't know what you want to call it. Wisdom? Does Jameis Winston, is it wisdom? Is he going to preach? Are we getting more, victory speeches, more inspirational speech? What is he going to say in the huddle? I have no idea. I just know, like everybody else, Jameis Winston is a hilarious human being. I don't know if the Browns are going to beat the Chargers. This is a team with a 2-6 record that celebrated like, oh my God, they were now going to the Super Bowl. They're not. But Jameis, his team showed him so much love. They called him player of the week, the league. He's player of the week. Listen to Jameis be Jameis.
It feels like one start. My main focus is getting back out there and having a great practice today and continuing to lead this offense to do what we're capable of doing.
Oh, okay. All right. He'll have more interesting things from Jameis on Sunday, I'm sure. Before the game, during the game, after the game. You know, I don't know what Jameis Winston has planned for whenever his career is over. He pretty much said, hey, I'm a starting quarterback if I made less mistakes. And we've seen that. I mean, what type of guy throws? Who gets the leash? Who gets that much leash where you can throw for 30-plus touchdowns and 30-plus interceptions? It's maddening. It illustrates to you why this man was selected number one overall, but then also why he ultimately got benched, didn't have success. He was having a great year with the Saints before he blew out his knee following up on Drew Brees. So, hey, Jameis is an easy guy to root for. A very unique guy, but an easy guy to root for nonetheless. These are your returns for this weekend. Tua Tagovailoa back. His second straight start after his head has been bounced off of the turf, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 times. Derek Carr coming back from that oblique. He says, I'm not a savior. At least he hasn't been bounced around like his brother was. David Carr is probably still feeling some of the pain that he felt, what, 25 years ago? when the Texans got started. Joe Flacco is back Sunday Night Football. That'll be a fun one against the Vikings. We'll see what the Indianapolis Colts do. Let's see if Anthony Richardson is helping out, trying to learn something from Flacco. The camera will be on him all game. And then we got Jameis. What else can I say? Just look online for the clips. Probably be better than him playing in the game. Just saying. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Jameis Winston on the Browns still sounds odd. Jameis Winston competing in the AFC North still sounds odd. When we come back on the other side of the break, we're going to talk about another team in the AFC North. We're going to get into the Ravens because their quarterback, Lamar Jackson, man, he hasn't been practicing in the earlier portion of the week. Is he okay? Is he going to be ready to roll against the Broncos? We'll hear from him on the other side of the break. And then also, speaking of injuries to quarterbacks, The Ohio State University and Penn State. Drew Allar, what the hell is his status? Is he going to be ready to go? We'll talk about it here on the Infinity Sports Network, the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.